Father, in Jesus' name, we give you all the thanks and praise. And Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace this morning. And Lord, do we have need. God, and the need is in one place, and it's in your Son. Hallelujah, that we know that it's complete and satisfied with the all-sufficient grace that continues to pour forth. Lord, help us to receive it this morning. Lord, with that grace, open our hearts, God. Help our unbelief today, Lord. Help us to rise up, coming on out of the ashes, Lord God, calling you blessed, Lord God, and thanking you for all things and in all things. Lord, knowing this morning that all of those needs and all of these trials and tests, Lord God, even the temptations have brought us here this morning. Lord, calling upon your name, Jesus, I need you. Lord, thank you that you're the ever-present help in our time of need. Thank you, Jesus, that you're nigh, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Lord God, you know my thought afar off, Lord God, my downsetting, my uprising. Hallelujah, Lord, how you know us. Now, Lord, let us settle in, God, that you love us. You gave us your Son, you love us, and Lord, you know us. And God, you will not withhold anything good from us. And Lord, thank you for your word. And the word of your grace, which is able to build us up and give us that inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Lord, help us to believe it this morning. We give you the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to Deuteronomy chapter 34. That's Deuteronomy chapter 34. And then if you want to go ahead, stick your finger in Colossians 1. Begin reading Deuteronomy 34, verse 10. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, in all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. Now let's go over to Colossians chapter 1, verse 25. Now this is speaking of Paul. And it says here, wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God. I always remember how Brother Hill used to say, the domestic, the overseer. That's who Paul, praise God, given, the chosen vessel of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. That means to complete the word of God. This is very important. This vessel, this message that came through Paul was to complete the word of God. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Boy, you talk about a better thing. He hid it from all those generations, all those promises that they saw, all that mighty hand that was revealed to Moses. Yet it does not compare to the better thing that God has brought through the fulfillment of the word of God that was brought through Paul. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. Christ in you. That's the riches of his glory, the mystery of what he wants to reveal. And Christ was in them. You know that. But what's this mystery? Oh, the bride. Grow up, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God. Now, the Lord placed these two sweet brothers on my heart. So, sovereignly. One, the prophet in the Old Testament, like none other. And the other, the apostle. The apostle to the Gentiles. The apostle, praise God, to us. Moses and Paul. And the anointing so thick upon each one of these chosen vessels. both of them were given a full overcoming message for the people of their time. Full overcoming. If you wanted to go into the promises of God, and I'm talking about all that were to be offered at that time, these brothers had the message. The covenant, praise God, of that precious blood. That's where it all stems from. The promises of God. They are yea and amen. And he's given them freely and fully to you. And praise be to God, we got a veil that's been rent in twain. Going right into the Holy of Holies. You talk about fellowship. That's what God has for us. But with Moses, brothers and sisters, it literally was the promised land, wasn't it? You think about that. God had him testify of it. God gave him a vision of it. And then you think how God enabled Moses to bring those children of Israel out of Egypt. Millions of them. They know this. This was millions of them that were brought out. And he took them out, and God led them out into the wilderness, that desert. And there they were for 40 years. And there they were for 40 years in perfect keeping. Perfect keeping. God gave them food, the manna. God gave them water, even out of a rock. God gave them clothes that never wore out. Even the shoes upon their feet, brand new. For 40 years. Over and over and over, they saw these miracles. Over and over and over, they experienced the faithfulness of God. But of all of those millions and millions of adults that came out, only two adults went into the promised land. That's just staggering. Huh? Yeah. But it was pretty much the same for Paul. Think about this. Paul was even given a more tremendous vision. Paul was given to preach even greater, exceeding, and precious promises. Paul was given, as it says in Hebrews to us, after it lists all of those worthies of faith in that faith hall of fame. By faith, by faith, by faith. But yet to us, a better thing. Without us, they cannot be made perfect. I mean, now, my mind just left the room. I read of those things that God did for my brothers and sisters in the Old Testament, and I just go, oh my. Grace upon grace. Stand back. Watch the mighty hand of God. I'm going to use Pharaoh just like a little puppet. Watch him. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. He's going to do this. And it's all going to be for your good. His wickedness that I'm going to allow him to enter into is going to magnify me. That's our God. That's who's for you. That's who's got it covered. That's who he has told you. You're the apple of his eye. Know these things. Believe these things. But yet, here we have in Paul a better thing. And as we read there, Paul, praise God, he was given the message that would complete the gospel. Complete, if you really want to think about this, the word, Jesus and his bride. Complete him. Oh, amen. See, he's waiting right now to take that throne. Read the word of the Lord. He's at the right hand. We haven't entered into that time. Oh, no. Of what will be that millennial time. When it's said to go out there and preach to every nation. We're not there yet in that great revival time. No, we're not. If you know the word of God, Jesus is still at the right hand. And that time will not happen until he is completed, until he has his queen, until he has his lovely wife. Then he will take the throne as God. How wondrous. How beautiful. What a mystery. And that glory happens to be all the potential of it in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The mystery, praise God, of ones that will enter into the exceeding riches of his grace. Oh my, what a time. But brothers and sisters, as Paul finishes those letters of love, the absolute fervency, the heights and depths, the width, the length, the breadth of the love of God, as he writes that from a jail cell, and that's where he writes these letters from, imprisoned, the joy book of the Bible coming right out of the dirtiest of dirtiest dungeons. But just as he pens those last things, all of that wonderful testimony, all of those wonderful thoughts of the fellowship that he's had with ones over the years, rejoicing in the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And yet as he finishes, all those tears would run down his cheek. All in Asia hath forsaken me. All those I so richly shared this with, all those that would sing his praises, they've turned back. And even the handful that remain, let me tell you something, they're shaking in their boots. Come read 2 Timothy, you'll find out the encouragement he had to give to that brother. Come on, honey. Stir it up. It's too good to let it pass you by. Be a man of God. Huh? Are we ready to rise up and to be men and women of God? I hope we are. God help us to quit groveling around in unbelief and self-pity. And to know that, Lord, you have before ordained these good works, these events in my life, every step to give me your best. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, all I can say is I read these two and I think, man, how amazing. It's so similar, the state, all of this mind-blowing wealth, yet so few had the absolute assurance of faith to go. I'll go. It doesn't matter. I'll go. But no, instead they wavered at the promises of God. And I'll tell you what, when we waver at the promises of God, the result is always the same. And it says it very clearly in Hebrews 3:19. You don't enter in because of unbelief. I'll surmise it for you. You miss it. You miss it. Unbelief misses the mark. Brothers and sisters, Peter said it so sweetly in 2 Peter chapter 3. Paul was given that revelation. Paul was given that mystery. Yea, the deep things of God by the Spirit were touched in that brother's life. Yes, I'm expanding on it a bit, but know it. Whether it was in Ephesians or Colossians and Philippians, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ will have a bride out from among the church. It's clear. This is the great mystery. He is going to have a wife. Now, yet, as Peter says, those that want to wrestle with the truth, those that want to not settle down in the truth. And why does Peter know that? Because Peter's been one of them. Read his life. Brothers and sisters, this isn't to judge. This is the word of the Lord. And it's speaking to you. And he says, I can, the Spirit groan in that brother. But those that don't settle down in that truth and wrestle with it, Paul's gospel is hard to be understood. You don't go on. You may hear things, but you never settle down in the things of God because you never let God make them yours. You see, even what Moses preached, brothers and sisters, in the simplicity of what he preached, they wrestled with then, and people still wrestle with today. Stiff-necked is stiff-necked. Stiff-necked is stiff-necked, and it never changes. The law, if I need to remind you, the law, the commandments, is not our moral compass and holy compass to which we live by. That is not it. The law is not our mark or our goal or my effort of all in this life so I can parade around and see if I'm more righteous than you. God help us, brothers and sisters. See, the Lord, he nipped this one early on. And they knew this back then, brothers and sisters, why the law was given. If you go over to Romans and how sweet it is. In Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Moreover, the law entered. The law was given that the offense might abound. Listen to that. The law was given to magnify your sins. Make them abundant. The law was given to show that you are hopeless. The law was given to make known, as they sang, he's all I need. God knows what he's doing. Galatians chapter 3, verse 19. Why then serve the law? And that's really a rhetorical question, because it's answered. It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily, righteousness should have been by the law. Listen to that. If the law could have saved you, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ would have never so freely gone up and died and been cursed and been ripped and become sin for you. God never would have done that to his son. But the law could not do that. But the scripture hath concluded, here we go, all are under sin. I talk to people throughout the week, and I don't care if they don't like to hear that. I know God wants them to hear that. It's his word. All are under sin. You, if you do not know Christ as your Savior, are dead in your trespasses and sin. You need a Savior. Now, all are under sin. That the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. See, God set it up one way. It's all going to be in my son. There is no other way. All are guilty. And if you want to be not guilty, and not only not guilty, I'm talking about just as if I never sinned, innocent. The Lamb, purity. It's going to be by faith. It's going to be my son. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto faith, which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us. I'm going to make a comment here in a minute. Listen to that. The law was the schoolmaster to bring you unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. This is so exciting. See, not only do you have a Savior, not only was a Savior given that did everything, that died on that cross, that died for you, became sin for you. Not only did that happen, God who foreknew, God's only plan truly was to bring many sons to glory. He wanted to save you. He knew what he was creating, and what he was creating was going to magnify his son. That's it. That's it. He is pleased in one thing, and that's his son Jesus. And he wants vessels to respond and praise and glory only in that cross, that work upon the cross. So here he gave his precious son. Here he not only gave us this Savior, but he brought the law to show us how guilty we are and how much we need a Savior. You talk about a double portion of encouragement. Here's your Savior. Here's the one that I've freely given to you. And by the way, here's this law, and it's perfect in its effect and what it's going to do. It's going to show you you are guilty, 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 guilty. So we're going right back to the cross, and my son, believe. Just believe. Just see how gracious he is. It wasn't that he just set him out there and said, this is it. Oh, no. Everything points to the cross. Everything. That's how much God loves you. That's how detailed this is. Oh, it is so awesome. He gave that law to magnify how sinful we are. See, that makes me excited. People look at you and you're nuts. I glory in that old wretched man. I glory in those tents of Kedar. Because without it, it never could be. Hallelujah. The Spirit in me. Without it, it could never be. Praise God. The curtains of Solomon. But here we are with this schoolmaster telling us we must have a Savior. It must be by faith in Him. And now, praise God, you're clean. Forevermore, clean, accepted, always and forever, never to be separated from the love or the presence of God. Now, here we are in this age. Praise God for what Moses brought, and we rejoice. Those promises, praise God, that were revealed. But Paul's message, brothers and sisters, a better thing to us. Mentioned it a little bit earlier, how he witnessed to us in Ephesians. Praise God, Jesus Christ is going to have a bride. He's going to have a wife. Joint heirs, that word, sunkloronimus. Sounds like a dinosaur. But it's not. Sunkloronimus, joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. Oh, man, it's incredible. That's the mystery that was hidden. And not just one time, all throughout this Word of God. He types, he shadows it from the very beginning. We rejoice in this. We rejoiced in it last week so wonderfully. But I'm telling you, he's passionate. He's fervent. He pursues you. He wants more. If you're here, that wineskin's going to grow. Neutral you cannot be. You might feel a little bit like you've been in a desert, and you might be in a desert, and you might have been there a long, long time. But let me tell you something. He produces his best fruit in a desert. Dig the wells, honey. Dig them. Dig that valley. Oh, I'm in Death Valley, Lord. I was in Death Valley the other day. I'll tell you what, it doesn't look like nothing grow there. And all I could think about, the Lord tell me, dig the ditches, honey. Just dig them ditches. You may not see the water. You're not even going to see clouds. You're not going to see rain. There's not going to be any forecast in man's imagination how that is going to be filled with water. But I'm going to do it. And you watch, honey. You dig those ditches in the morning. And not just one ditch. He said, dig it full. I'm looking at some full ditch diggers. People ask your occupation, by the grace of God, I dig ditches. You didn't realize how glorious that is. Nothing better. Dig them. Oh, and I'll tell you what, you might be a little older, but he says, you know, he make my arms like steel bands. And it's not to go showing how big muscles I got. You know what them bands, those arms and that strength for? Dig ditches. God help us never lose that sight. That's what he wants. The things that seem nothing to man. I love you. I can't tell you. I love what God has done in this people. There's a lot of natural ability in this place, and I thank God for it. But it's the spiritual glory. You don't realize how privileged you are to serve God. Thank him for all of those that you thought those rainbows and promises of life that slipped through your hands. That maybe you were lazy, maybe you were indifferent, maybe you were defiant. Oh, I missed that opportunity. No, you didn't. Yes, you are, honey. I'm here, Lord. Fill me up. Oh, God, how mind-blowing this is, brothers and sisters. We got a message. You got a gift. You got a promise. You've got love letter after love letter. Honey, I want you. I want you to be my wife. You hear him just say it just like that? I mean, just like that. Layman's term. I am smitten by my grace and what it's doing in your life. You keep taking this and you're going to rule and reign jointly with me because it pleases me. I want that equal wife. That's my glory. I'm telling you, honey, it's you if you let it grow. I want you to be glorified together with me. I love it in heart that, praise God, this worshiping, you're going to be omnipresent if you let me do it. You're going to be with every one of them companies all through that body. But there's one part, oh my goodness, that's set aside just for her. And that's called in the midst of the throne with me. Amen. Now, that's what he's telling you. That's the message, brothers and sisters, that God has given us, that he's going to make known to all that he has loved her. Do you have that ear that heareth what the Spirit saith to the churches? Do you really? Do you hear him say, oh, honey, I'm going to make them of the synagogue of Satan? Oh, this is exciting to me, sweetheart, because you're going to share this with me. This isn't something afar off that you're standing there observing. You're going to share this with me. And I will make them come and bow down before thy feet and worship thee. Now come on. Not just here. But Lord, I heard it through here and it went into here. I take that muddled life. I take that despised, kicked around, thrown off thing that the world wants nothing to do with. Now, do you want to have something to do with me? There's a lot of exciting things happening right now. I mean, I'm talking to young people here too. I hope everybody hearing this. These young people have a lot of ability. I got a son. I'm so thankful what God has done in him. I'm so grateful to the Lord, the things that the Lord has graced him to do. But don't miss the best part. God help us not to miss the best part. He protected me from myself. I praise him all the day long. man's world and its affections and its accolades and its awards. God might have you share in some of that for some reason. But the reason is to magnify Him. He'll try you. He'll test you. But lovest thou me more than these? Is this word more precious? Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, those children in the wilderness, they walked around that promise for 40 years. They knew what was there. They did. They heard that message over and over. They sat in church for 40 years. But they never entered in because they never received and accepted the fully given grace of God that was there all the time. The grace of God that has provided everything for you. The grace of God that has won it for you. But unbelief, drawing back from it. God help us to embrace His grace. Brothers and sisters, we need it. We need more grace. You need more grace all the time. God help us to apprehend the grace of God. And just like that Joshua and Caleb, let us go up boldly and possess it. We are well able, I love it, to do it. He's doing it. He's causing my life to will and to do. That's doing it of His good pleasure. Let's worship Him. Come on, stand up. Praise Him. Praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Praising you. Oh, how could we not stand and sing your praises, Lord God? Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Praise your wondrous name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, while every head is bowed. Thank you, Lord, we do stand at attention to the greatness of our God. Thank you, Lord, that we do lift our hands and sing praises. Oh, to the I Am. Thank you that we behold the Lamb. Lord God, thank you for the blood of the Lamb of God. Oh, thank you for the power, all the power in the blood. And Lord, it causes us today to come boldly here. Oh, Lord, thanking you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, God, how you love us. Lord, encased in this body of sinful flesh. Oh, you're enamored with us, Lord God, because of your life. God, thank you for the enabling power of your Spirit. Lord, help us to really be the ones that'll run after you, God. Thank you, Lord God, that whom you've made free is free indeed. Lord, thank you, God, there is therefore now no condemnation to them. Hallelujah, that are in Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you live in us. Thank you, Lord, that Christ liveth in me. And Lord, for this time, God, oh, the glory that, Lord, you're revealing to us, and the glory, Lord, that you're encouraging and building in our lives, Lord Jesus. Oh, that glory of the exceeding riches of your grace to come. God, thank you that we see how much Jesus loves us. Lord, we see how much Jesus loves us. Oh, God, thank you.
The law was given to Moses, truth came by Jesus Christ. And as many as believe, gave me power to become the sons of God.
And we give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.